This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated will help you hit an all-time low.
Sitting tight up, skirt, your body can't fit in. Hey, you girl, they wanna know my name, love my hair and how I tie my ribbon. Pet my kitten, ripe on the, like I ripe on rhythm. Man overseas, won't fly, come Britain. You see the tight skirt, put it in an expert position. You see the tight skirt? Oh, that's light work. Day and that's night work. Sleep, then I rise work. Cheeks, the left and the right work. Kill them with it, and I'm a tight skirt. I can see a dietitian, the way I kill them tight skirt. Ammunition, you see the tight skirt, forget recognition. Skirt, your body too big, a cause for concern. Hey, you girl, you better watch and learn. Me not come once, me can't return. Fed from bond, the way I kill them with it, no, they cannot respond. The way the skirt tight really hit, should have torn. A summer bad, yeah, a summer guan. I'm a guan, so that's what they want. Enough tight skirt and I'm a wardrobe. Call the police and the marshals. The next one just reaching out the park. Kill them with it, and I'm a tight skirt. I can see your dietitian, the way I kill them tight skirt.
Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio from now until 6 p.m.
Six tonight,
as always.
Is it?
Yeah.
Joking.
Hannah Witton coming up straight after. In fact, forget that. We'll talk about that later. In it right now, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Reese Sanders, aka Reese Urchin, and Natalie, aka Sarah DeBunda, also join us as per usual.
Bunda, Bunda.
You are. Huh?
I got full name today.
I'm sorry. I said it and then there was got to the point of no return. Good. So I had to say that and then your AKA rather than just your AKA. I'm sorry.
Government name.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to talk myself out of that. But it's only Jacob that's wanted anyway. You've got no fear.
Yeah, you're blessed.
With people knowing your actual name, your given name.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's the name I go by for work, so got no choice really.
There you go.
Would you ever consider changing your name for like, would you have a different name for radio, for example?
Well, when I first started modelling, you get given a sheet when you sign up and it says like name and then model name. So I just put Reese Sanders, put it down. So then I just go by Reese Sanders. If I'd put Reese, just gone by Reese. Some people have gone like, there's a guy called Luke White whose model name's Jester.
Jester?
Yeah. Cool. I'm not going to input because I like the guy, so I'm not going to chip in. But yeah, do you know what I mean?
Sometimes you don't need to, really.
Yeah, like we.
It's just said, isn't it? It's done.
Kind of illustrates itself.
Like we know, me and you know a girl called Alice Hillier, but her model name's Riley.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you can go by any name, and now I wish I had gone by another name. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like
a little pseudonym. You could. There's still time, isn't there, to apply a pseudonym?
Like five and a half years in.
To your modelling game.
What if we choose a couple and we do a little poll out and put it out on Twitter?
That sounds like a great idea.
For Reese's new name.
Yeah. Right. Can we do three in a poll?
If we can pick.
All right, we'll each choose one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go... In fact, ladies first. So Natalie can...
Can we do four and I'll put one forward?
Cool. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I'm going to go with...
Because you're the lady.
Oh, Natalie said she needs more time.
I need more time. Right. I do need more time. The
shows
lady.
That I didn't listen to the lady.
The man.
I'm going to go with Badham Up Johnson.
Ooh.
All right.
Badham Up Johnson.
Badham Up.
Badham Up. B-A-D-E-M-U-P Johnson.
I'm going to go with Colonel Sander.
Oh. All right. Little play on words there. You've got a pun involved. I'm not going to be predictable and have a pun involved. I'm going to go for Creamy Malone.
I'm voting for that one.
Oh, that's the one I take in my porn career.
Creamy Malone, that's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's this, you know, it's versatile. If you make the foray into porn, keep the same name.
Exactly.
It's economical, you know. You ain't got to go back to, you know, a PR agency and get them to let everyone know that your new name isn't Creamy Malone anymore.
So
what's yours?
I'm going to go with Renzel Nottingham.
I feel like you've thought about this.
Yeah.
You were waiting for this moment.
I feel like he wrote it on the form the first time and then crossed it out. Not confident enough.
Like I've wanted to be able to slip this name in and get this one
exactly.
For a while,
get the reaction first and then put it
Renzel
down.
Renzel Nottingham.
That's a good one.
That's really
I might
good.
Vote for that one.
Same.
Okay. We'll put that out on Twitter as a
Let's
little
do
poll.
That. Follow us at FUBAR Radio. While you're doing that, you can also send through your legal queries because we are here to help you out. We don't have a special live guest in the office today, but we will be playing an interview that a little chat that Reese had with Grime MC Jams ahead of his headline show at Old Blue Last, sponsored by Deezer. We've got a couple of games. We've got an extra game as well as the normal Play-Toh win. We're going to be challenging Harley.
You've got to make sure you stick around for that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's most convenient that you are hungry.
Yes.
As soon as I saw you, I asked how you were. Starving was the only reply.
He couldn't even muster it.
He saved some for later. He's licking them out of the cracks, getting them out of the gaps in the teeth. Yeah.
A lovely bit on your lips still as well.
Yeah, you got. You should have come for that a bit later. That was the third help.
He had the bite 10 minutes ago.
But yeah, Harley's very hungry, and we've got the perfect challenge for him.
Cool.
Yeah, email us, inc@foodbarradio.com.
Or tweet to us at FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, your legal queries.
Just
hellos.
Or get involved in the poll.
Get involved in the poll. That's the most important thing. That's the most pressing matter. Yeah. Get involved in the poll. We're putting it up within a matter of seconds. And let us know what Reese's model pseudonym should be. You've got...
Badham Up Johnson.
Colonel Sander.
Creamy Malone.
Renzel Nottingham.
It's going to be one of your.
I reckon it's going to be Reese's.
Yeah.
Is it
Renzel Nottingham.
Yeah.
That's good.
Self-proclaimed, man. You can say that now.
Mm. Yeah, damn straight.
Mm.
I might call myself Badham Up.
Badham Up Johnson. Badham Up Sylvester.
Badham Up Sylvester. Badham Up Sule.
I might call myself Creamy Pain. But then I can't, can I?
Creamy Pain.
No, I've got to be Mocha Pain. Or... chocolatey Green and Blacks pain.
Oh, nice. Shout out to Green and Blacks.
Big shout out to Green and Blacks.
Green and Blacks.
What?
So. Shout out to all the fair trade man them.
I want
to
do
fair
a green
trade chocolate specifically.
Yeah. Let's do a Green and Black challenge 1 week.
Well, you're green today.
Yeah.
Well, you're wearing green and black.
I'm green and black.
I'm kind of wearing.
You're wearing
camo.
Blue.
Camo is like
blue and black.
If you could say that's greenish.
Probably couldn't since it's grey.
Yeah.
No, that.
Like the blue bits or the grey bits?
Khaki.
There's light grey bits and there's darker grey bits.
What's that colour?
Grey.
You're wearing grey camo.
You think that's grey?
I think it's khaki.
I think it's all grey.
All grey.
All grey.
I am colourblind, so.
Hmm. Yeah.
We've established that.
Darius. Oh, we're not playing Play to Win, sorry. Why aren't you colourblind?
I'm not colourblind.
No, Darius.
Yeah,
that
he did.
Sound.
Very good.
See? Yep. Another.
Wait, who's Darius?
Darius Dinesh.
He sang a song called Colourblind.
He was an X Factor. Was he X Factor?
Or
Pop Idol?
One of those reality shows. With in,
what was that other one called?
Pop World?
No.
Pop
they were all in like
Pop
a
Idol.
House together.
Oh, Fame Academy.
That's the one.
No, Lamar won that, didn't he?
Yeah, Lamar.
Oh, right. And I get Lamar and Darius confused.
Me too.
All,
I thought I was
the
only
the
one.
Time.
That must be colourblind.
Yeah.
We've got tons of music, both new and old, coming up for you today as well. Played some Nadia Rose music at the very top of the show. Got some Harley selection coming up later. Speaking of reality shows, though, do you know what I discovered the other day?
What's that?
Honey G follows me on Twitter.
Mental.
Do you know what power I now harness?
What are you going to do with this power?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet.
I've seen celebrity names tweeting about a new album dropping as well.
Really?
She is hot topic.
Did she win X Factor?
No, she got voted out. What's his name? Someone called Matt something won?
See, no one knows who won, but everyone knows who Honey G is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. She's definitely more famous
than
the winner.
It's not about what you do, it's about the impact you have whilst doing it. And she certainly...
One Direction didn't win.
Exactly. Biggest thing to come
Ollie
from
Murph
it so far.
Didn't win.
Biggest thing to happen in the past, like, 10, 20
Since
years.
Since Spice Girls.
Mm. Stormzy didn't win. He wasn't even competing.
Look at him now.
Exactly. That's the answer.
Mad thing.
How did you get on when you did it?
When I did X Factor?
Yeah.
I got to... What rounds are there's the first judges' houses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I went out to I was in what's his name?
Cowell.
No, the Irish
Louis
guy.
Walsh.
Oh, Louis
Walsh. So I went to his house in Dublin, you know what I mean?
Did he tell you that you look like a young Anderson .Paak before Anderson .Paak was even famous yet?
Yeah.
Thought so.
Straight up.
Who
you look like a
say?
Young Anderson .Paak.
Oh, he said Lenny Henry, didn't he?
To Paige. Paige Richardson.
Yeah.
He said what?
He said Paige Richardson. He goes, you remind me of a young Lenny Henry.
Did
she joke?
I don't know.
He actually used to compare. He used to make those wild comparisons. He's done a couple
What's
more.
His name?
Paige Richardson. He was a quite portly black contestant that was on a few years ago.
I remember.
Paige Richardson.
Yeah.
Have you performed on X Factor?
Shout
really?
Out Paige Richardson, because
big shout out
I mean,
to Paige.
He's probably listening.
Have I what?
Yeah, have you performed on X Factor?
Performed on Extra Factor.
Okay.
What's that like?
What's it like?
Yeah.
It was like.
Yeah.
It was like.
He looks a bit like John Boyega or whatever.
No, he looks. Oh, you know, he looks.
He looks like Sean Kingston.
He does look like Sean Kingston.
He looks like Sean Kingston when he was younger.
He looks mad like
Tracy Chapman.
It'll come to me.
He looks a little bit like Tracy Chapman.
It'll come to me. Carry on.
What? Yeah.
Well, back to Honey G. So has she made contact with you? Has she slid into your
DM? Yeah, but I might slide into hers.
Yeah.
Into her what?
Into her DM.
Oh, okay.
If she asked you to do a tune, would you do a tune with her?
I'd write a song for her.
Yeah.
But I'd say, look, you don't ever say my name.
Yeah.
You never ever mention this to anyone.
I would do it. She
change.
Signed to Psycho, so she could probably give you some good pee for it. As
change
well.
The face of music this summer.
Honey G.
Single-handedly, secretly as well.
Yeah.
Shout out Honey G, yeah, because do you know she's serious? Big up for her doing her thing, man. Do you know what I mean? Bare people hating on her. She's just.
Yeah, I think, do you know what?
It.
I'm not one of those. I'll be honest with you. I know there's been sort of various think pieces about her, and people have accused her of doing modern day blackface, but to me, modern day blackface is modern day blackface.
Yeah.
You still have to paint your face black to be doing blackface. And it's not like it's not done anymore, so something else has replaced it. You can't.
Like Ali G made a film out of it.
Yeah, well, the same people are kind of critics of Ali G as well and say that that's modern day blackface. But I think it's exaggerating a certain culture, whether it's.
Yeah.
Whether it's white or black people that participate. I think. Calling what Honey G does modern day blackface is asserting that only black people do rap.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or only black people live
wear hats and sunglasses.
Exactly, and hip hop culture and stuff like that. That sort of late 90s, you know, hip hop culture that was kind of most prevalent. I don't think that that is blackface. I genuinely don't.
Who knows?
Snoop said he would like to record a song with her.
Yeah, because Snoop will do anything. Anything for attention. Do you know that like one older Brit that always used to hang around and was like, I smoke, I do, I'm well cool, look at me smoking. And that's what Snoop does.
No, do you know, I think Snoop can do anything.
Yeah, because of what he did. But now he's just hanging around, just being that.
Because do you not think that Snoop, as a celebrity, is still relevant?
I'm Snoop Lion now, though.
Hey. No, see, I think he's dropped that app. He's dropped that app.
Because it was dead, so now, Snoop Dogg again, because need to stay relevant.
I think he realised the maths, innit? You can't be a reincarnation of someone who was alive at the same time as you. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that their lives would have overlapped.
Yeah.
But he failed to do the maths before he said he was the reincarnation of someone that wasn't even dead before he was born.
How old was Bob Marley when he died?
He's 81, wasn't it, when he died? He was only in his...
Who? Bob Marley?
No.
Oh, it was 81.
Oh, right.
1981.
Right, yeah.
Wasn't he in his 30s? Yeah, I think, yeah. Obviously, he looked really good for 81.
My mum told me...
Black don't crack and all that.
When I was about five, my dad gave me a Bob Marley and the Wailers CD. And my mum told me that Bob Marley died because he smoked too much weed.
That's the best way to kind of deter someone from bunning. Look what it did to like the icon ship.
It's a good job, because could you imagine if she hadn't said that? I could be puffing on that jazz lettuce, you know?
Jazz, I wish I could have said your name was Jazz Lettuce now.
Oh, did you want to change it?
No, it's too late now, but that's good. I'd love you to be calling yourself Jazz Lettuce.
How is the poll doing? has it gone up yet?
He said he'd just put it up.
Okay, cool. Make sure you check that out, all listeners. Go to Twitter, at FUBAR Radio. Vote for Reese's new model pseudonym.
Which you have to change. By the end of it, you have to change your Twitter account to whatever it is.
Email my agency and say we did a Twitter poll.
Yeah.
And we've decided.
From forthwith, I shall now be called, I'm hoping for Creamy Malone.
Mm.
But I do love Renzel Nottingham.
Renzel.
I'm going to vote.
I'll take any.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into a song. Straight after, we'll be talking about an Iran region that started issuing license plates for camels.
Cool.
FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
She did the freak with me. Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, what's in need, yeah.
The girl's a freak. The girl never misses a beat, yeah, yeah.
It didn't twerk, no.
It wasn't fucking no more.
Round and round she's the freak of my desire. And when she dances, she sets the world on fire. The little girl's the freak of the week. When she dances, she gives me happy feet. She's the freak of my desire. When she dances, she sets the world on fire.
you were not just needy, she was gonna leave you, put you in the room with me. Yeah.
In the building, or an absolute bangos.
A bangos?
An absolute bangos, mate.
It's Greek for banger.
Whammer.
I like that.
Speaking of other countries.
Wee.
Ding.
Tenuous segue there.
Boom.
There's an Iranian region that started issuing license plates for camels.
Cool.
Yeah.
Should I elaborate?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Might need to. Well, then again, I don't really need to. you got a camel. You need to register. What? You got a license plate.
Well, how do you keep your camels registered then?
I don't know. I ride my camel illegally.
You.
I get producers. I always get producers all the time. I get pulled over. I'm like, is it because I'm black? Like, no, yeah. It's kind of because you're riding
a camel
through central London.
For a toll as well. It's going for a toll. You tried to hurdle the toll, mate. That's why we stopped you.
I hate it when they get the hump and stuff like that.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
130,000 camels are receiving identity cards in the Sistan.
I don't want to sound animalist, yeah, I should have paused all camels for a comedic effect.
Don't
no,
say
I don't
that.
Think so. Don't be that.
Don't say that about camels.
Yeah, fucking hell, man.
My mum's ringing me. I'm not going to answer it.
She's shocked about camels as well.
She's like, what the fuck? I was just about to buy a... You know Nigerians, whenever they hear of something, they always want to buy something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was going to buy some and send them over to Iran, so now I have to pay for registration as well. All this overhead fees. It's not good.
It's not good.
130,000 camels are receiving identity cards in the Sistan and Baluchistan provinces after a number of traffic accidents and reported camel losses. High speed camel travel, man. You're going to get some crashes.
Yeah.
They should chain them up like a bike.
What, do you reckon they leave them unattended?
Yeah, I reckon they do.
Yeah, then you've got kind of runaway camels.
Isn't it because, like, everyone has camels and stuff like that? It's a bit like in Japan, there's that many bikes that no one chains
whizzing
them
around,
up.
Yeah.
No one steals them.
What do you reckon GTA's like in, if you're kind of recreate GTA in real
GTA
life in Iran?
Iran.
Yeah, jump, hot wire a camel. And proper wheelie it away as well, like a bad man.
Just getting through bare camels a day.
Yeah, or like renting, like you know, like drug dealers always have rental whips. Do you reckon you like drug dealers over there have got rental camels so that the police can't trace them? Yeah. You know what I mean, like, can't be him. Different camel earlier.
Yeah,
because you know, because you'd obviously wear like you know you'd have your face covered and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah,
women must get away with, like quite a lot of camel theft then in Iran.
Oh yeah,
and men in veils.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? Like. They, you know, you the humans kind of, or female humans kind of have to cover their faces so their identities are shrouded, but then a camel gets an identity card.
Yeah.
That's crazy. According to a report by the IRNA, I like the way they've just...
You changed Iran.
Yeah, the news... The foremost news agency in Iran is literally just an anagram of Iran.
Yeah, just bring two letters around.
The Erna, yeah. According to the report by the Erna news agency, Mohammed Sharif Kalikina, secretary of the region's anti-smuggling task force, said, "We are going to give identity cards to 35,000 camels during the first phase of issuing license plates for them. 95,000 animals have been given license plates since the beginning of the new Iranian year."
So what
it's
animals?
Actually like a ting.
It's fully, it's in full
in
swing.
Motion.
95,000 camels
but
are now
it, but animals,
registered.
He says. Does he mean, when he says animals, does he mean camels? Oh, right, yeah, or like rabbits and things
but
as
is
well?
Is it like all camels? Do you know what I mean? Or is it just commercial use camels? Or is it for like, unless you've got a pet camel and you go outside.
Yeah, if you're driving your camel, like, on your own private land, do you reckon you need it registered?
You've not declared it on road.
Driving it.
Taking your camel excursion, isn't it?
And do you know when, like, you go outside and your camel's got a fine on it because you've not declared it off road? Is that going to happen?
Do you reckon you get tickets now as well?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You can't avoid your fees because they've taken down the camel's registration plate.
Pink. Yeah.
It's not my camel. Let's have a look at your ID card. Yeah, that's definitely that camel.
How do you get them to pose for the photo? Do you take them in like one of the photo booth ones that you get at stations and make them pose for those little four photos for ID?
Yeah, do you reckon they've got photos of all the camels in a database?
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Who can tell one camel's face apart from another on
average? How many camels have you seen? Have you seen two together?
I've seen loads of camels in my time.
Where?
In zoos and stuff.
They have camels in zoos?
Yeah.
What zoos?
Some fucked up zoo.
Zoos? Beijing Zoo's got a couple.
Oh, okay.
Where else? the one in Birmingham, Twycross. Twycross has got camels.
I just more imagined them in like safari parks or something.
Yeah, also Twycross Safari Park has camels.
Why are you always going to zoos and safari parks?
Well, I don't anymore. I've got a thing against zoos now.
Okay.
But before, when I was more of a loose cannon. Come pull me away from one.
Do you think this is a good idea? Is my first question.
No.
No?
Well, they've said it's because unmarked camels cause car accidents, losses and damages at night time, which is why they're doing it.
So the camels are basically criminals?
Yeah.
So they cause car loss. So the camels are stealing cars. Is what they're trying to say politely. Yeah.
So you have to go out and bail your camel out in the morning. That little dickhead's been at it again.
I think they're taking inspiration from Donald Trump. Because of the crimes perpetrated by one or two camels, some joyriding camels, you want to steal your Nissan or whatever. Because of that, they're now registering all camels.
How are they going to, like, how is a license plate going to stop these camels from, like, walking off?
Well, I think it's more to be
fair. They know who to arrest now, don't
they? Yeah, exactly. They'll come for you.
Do you know if you went out?
If you get run over by a camel, and then, you know, did you get the license plate of the camel?
Exactly. You can't just drive off the camel if it hits.
Exactly.
So you have to keep your camel tied up.
Maybe now.
And could you imagine if you went outside of your house in the morning, right? You open your garage, you've got on your camel, you're about to leave, and someone's left their camel at the end of your drive and you can't get out. You know what I mean?
Man.
What are you going to do if it's got no license plate? Mm. Who do you trace it down to?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good reason as to why you'd want to register your camel.
Yeah.
But I genuinely think that they're sort of sugarcoating the truth of it, and it's because of the car thefts. I think there are some hood camels.
Yeah, well, I want to know if you take the case of a camel if he's caught speeding or like.
And also, I reckon it's like, you know, he's racist. Maybe these camels, they were Egyptian, and now they're blaming all Egyptian camels.
Give for, them a bad for the name.
Yeah.
So, were you prepared to represent a camel if it's like parked?
I don't think the camels should have to be registered. I think that's against their human rights.
But what if right one day you're out, you know, say a few years time when you've got kids, they're out playing in the street, bam, camel licks by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Straight past, could have took one of your kids off. What are you going to do? No registration plate.
Can't blame all camels.
Yeah.
Can't blame. I'd want that camel caught.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'd do all the press conferences.
You can't,
you know,
blame all camels. So if you license them, you can pick out the one to blame.
Yeah, no, but I think that's against their human rights.
But then again, only one or two people, like, how many people murder on average, right? Not that many.
A very small.
What, percentage of the world?
Yeah. A very small proportion. Mm. Very, very minuscule.
Yeah. So why do we all have to give our fingerprints and stuff?
It's a good question. Well, you know,
You never know.
Why do we all have to be closely surveyed just because one or two other people?
Because we're humans, not camels.
Yeah, but so you're saying camels haven't got a mind of their own?
Oh, wait, no, wait. Can I just say, we don't have to give our fingerprints, actually. You don't get taken to a police station and you only have to give your fingerprints if you've been accused of a crime. Yeah. I just remembered.
Mm.
So we don't.
Yeah, we don't.
So why should... if we don't have to be fingerprinted, like, if it's not a mandatory thing, why should camels have to be registered?
Don't you get fingerprinted at an airport? I think...
No? What's happening to you when you travel?
But you do get fingerprinted, like, don't when you go into America.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You have to put your thumbprint and your handprint.
Yeah, or if
you... Oh, yeah, because of the biometric passports now, yeah.
Mm. When you go through customs in America.
I've never had to do that.
Definitely would have done, yeah, if you've been to America. Otherwise,
I can't remember ever...
Just on some...
Run truting.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was...
You 100% have to do that every time you go to the States.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I don't remember ever doing that.
Bro, that's because I don't know if it was the last time, but when I was in the States with you, you were...
Yeah, I didn't come in through... Dusted. It was a bit unconventional, my entrance to the US, actually. So, I'd be forgiven for forgetting a lot of the mundane run-of-the-mill things that would have happened.
You got a glove, didn't you?
No, I got interrogated, though.
Oh, not strip search.
With a glove.
Yeah.
a hand puppet. It was like one guy trying to play good cop, bad cop, so he had to use a glove as a hand puppet.
So, camels.
Camels, yeah. I'm willing to represent them, like I said. I genuinely don't think that we should ever register camels because of the crimes committed by a few.
Yeah, but they have got some dodgy ones there, but you can't blame all of them on a few wrong ones.
I think people should just be more vigilant, you know?
Yes.
If you see a camel in a car, you know, it's probably not registered to drive. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's, just be more vigilant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we get into a rhythm?
Yeah, let's do a little challenge.
We've got a pot noodle challenge coming up straight after this. And like I said, don't forget to get your legal queries in.
Scholar, 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 scholar.
Scholar, scholar.
Yeah. In the winter time it gets cold. Tracksuits, boots and coats. I do Mike and my friends do road. In the summertime they got snow. Year 9 started doing my thing. Year 10 hit school in my Timbs. Year 11 in the league on my own. Yeah. Bringing that heat again like we're back on Heat FM.
Check 1, 2.
Yeah, trust me, the winter's cold. Chipmunks got the heat for them.
Fire.
Taking shots, I'm Luke Cage. If I dish them out, I'm on Arsenal.
Cannon.
If I lick that shot, I will harm you. Football head like Hey Arnold. King of my castle.
Royal.
Delivery on Royal Mail. I write a bomb and pass the parcel.
Oh, that fam.
Mad thing, sad thing, the game's cold, I adapted, gelled in. Any happy tap that I tapped in, yeah. Checked out when I cashed in, yeah. Frenzy Park, check T, get shaped nice. On the 406 on the late night,
late.
West End chopsticks on a date night.
Swat.
Fly boy getting rats, got spray nice.
Bam.
Mad hours, I be putting in work like a trap boy. Vampire thing, I hate daytime.
Yeah.
Man engage when I gaze mine. Pull up on the set and just spray like.
In the winter time it gets cold.
Freezing.
Tracksuits, boots and coats.
I do Mike and my friends do road. In the summertime they got snow. Yeah, 9 started doing my thing. Yeah, 10 hit school in my Timbs. Yeah, 11 in the league on my own. Years I've been doing my ting. Years I've been doing my ting. Years I've been doing my ting. I've been doing my ting. Years I've been doing my ting. Years I've been doing my ting. I've been doing my ting. Years I've been doing my ting. Years I've been doing my ting. I've been doing my ting. Years I've been doing my ting. Years I've been doing my thing. I feel what's coming in due course. Do my ting, go do yours. Tech man's gal, that's true dog. Do my ting or do yours.
Sliding.
Can't take me for a fool dog.
Never.
Pre my ting, then I pre yours. Got more bars than a crew dog.
Numbers.
Have your whole crew like, oh lord.
God.
Man, know when I strap, that's danger.
Man.
Grass like I'm born in a manger. Why you looking at your boy, you can't save ya.
No.
Man can't get saved from the savior.
Never.
Independent minor, a major.
Yeah.
Do it on my own, done it with a major.
Who's
that same Grimes in savior?
Mm.
You ain't me, fam, do me a favor.
Loud.
Bar for bar, can't test man later. Get it then, get it now or later. Blood, I don't give a fuck how you feeling.
No.
Cash my only here for the paper.
Yeah.
Get waved and I touch my. What's the outcome? Could be a mixtape, could be an album, could be an
EP, could be a freebie. Still got lyrics for anybody doubting. Listen. In the winter time it gets cold.
Freezing.
Tracksuits, boots and cold. I do mic and my friends do road. In the summertime they got snow.
Jugging.
Year 9 started doing my thing.
Ay.
Year 10 hitting school in my Timbs. Year 11 in the league on my own.
Early.
Years I've been doing my thing. Years I've been doing my thing. Years I've been doing my thing. I've been doing my thing. Years I've been doing my thing. Years I've been doing my thing. I've been doing my thing. Years I've been doing my thing. Years I've been doing my thing. I've been doing my thing. Years I've been doing my thing. Years I've been doing my thing.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. We're here till 6 o'clock. We're going to be answering your legal queries. We're going to be playing a couple games, one straight up after this interview that Reese is going to tell us about in a minute.
Yeah, man.
But I was just going to say, we were talking about, before this, before playing this song, we were talking about a case that we've just taken up where we're going to be representing camels that have no registration in Iran, and we don't believe that they should be forced to be registered. It's against their...
I think we're split on that, because I think they do need to be registered.
You think they do? Okay, cool. Well, seeing as I'm a partner, I'm going to go ahead and...
Overrule me.
Yeah, represent. But I was going to say, if they're not registered, do you reckon that you'd actually witness a real-life camel toe happening? Thanks, guys.
Yes!
Reese, you went down to the Old Blue Lust a few days ago, right?
I did, on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Went down to see Jams perform his new EP, the Warrior EP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, caught a quick 5 minutes with him, so that was quite cool. Good guy, nice guy. It was
a
lot of
lovely
fun.
Guy.
Great gig, great show. Shout out to Deezer as well for the giving man free drinks.
Shout out
Deezer every time on that one. But yeah, man, Jams.
I love that. Like, promoting Deezer, and people are now just going to think that they're a company that gives out free drinks.
No, man. But yeah, man. So shout out Jams for performing the Warrior EP at the Old Blue Last, which, like I say, was supported by Deezer.
Mm-hmm.
And like they don't just do free drinks, and you can actually go to Deezer and listen to the Warrior EP on there, because they've just launched the new Grime channel. So make sure you go check that out.
Finger on the pulse.
Deezer.com/channel/grime.
Yeah.
Or just go Deezer.com
all
and have
the
a look around.
Yeah, man. Just hit up Deezer.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, this was me with Jams last week.
Same.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. It's Reece Sanders at FUBAR Radio. We're down with Jams at the Old Blue Last. What we saying, brother? You good? Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. What's on the rider? What we got in the cup today?
Everything's in the cup today, bro. Everything's going to be in the cup. Right now, it's JB. Later, it might be Rum. It might be Ray and Neff. Like, we're turning up.
All right, so that's how it is. That's a general vibe for the night then, is it? Getting all right. Headlining, man. Big things, you know. I was thinking earlier, like, you, man, were known as a new gen. Do you know what I mean? A few years ago, you had people labelling you as a new gen. And now, like, you've come through, like, back in the day, the older generation, they were finding it hard to put on events because they were getting closed down and stuff like that. And now you, man, can come through Thursday night, headline an event at an East London well-known venue. You know, how does that feel to get to that point?
It's mad. I can't even lie. I didn't expect to get here this quickly, but we're here in it. So that, for me, shows progress in a wider sense for everyone, because it's not just me that can do that. Now I can do it. Someone else can come after me and do it. Like, Big Z might go and do it next. You get what I mean? So it's all good, man.
Yeah, man, I see you got, like, the people that you started to come through with at the time, Big Zoo, Mike Ty, they're on the supporting as well, man. Is it still, like, the same kind of connections with the people that you started with now? It was, like, you've got to where you are, some of them are just behind, some have advanced. Are you all still on the same kind of level, be it out of the music, or...?
It depends, man, it's mad. Like, in the space of a year, everyone's in kind of different places now, innit? So, but as far as the show goes, I just wanted to keep it as organic as possible, because that's what made everyone start caring in the first place, was the energy that we had. So, like, as long as I can have as many people that came through as possible, then it's a bonus, innit?
You write tracks, you produce for yourself, you produce for other people, you're doing events like this, and if I'm correct, you were saying before, you work in a job as well, am I right?
Yeah.
How do you find time to just do all of that whilst doing that as well as, like, a main time? Like, how do you...
You have to make it work, innit? There's no explanation, just do it.
Yeah, so the graph is unreal. No one can deny that. That's why, like, today I saw that, like, Logan Sommer shouting you out and stuff like that. You're getting, like, big shout outs from big names. You're going to track with P Money as well, if I'm not...
I've got a track with P Money on an EP called What's Man Saying.
you've been grinding, and no one can like deny the work you've put in, quite evidently. What kind of thing's next for you? Yeah, I've just saw you just dropped a video on Risky Roads called Danger.
Yeah, what's a single off the EP? It's just singles next, bro. That's all I can say for now. Like, there's a couple, like six singles, just to like kind of follow this through. And then, yeah, just have a strong 2017, bruv. There's a lot of shit happening in 2017.
Like you say, you're going to be dripping singles out between now and... Did you say the EP's already out, or...?
EP's already out, so that came out on the 4th of November. Like, we had a big billboard in the ends for it to announce it.
And where can everyone find that?
It was in Bethnal Green, just by Bethnal Green Station on the bridge, so it was only there for a week. But that's gone now. But the EP's, like, it's on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere, all digital. Vinyl's coming in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, the vinyl.
He nearly sold out as well, so like the remainder I haven't, just gonna give them out at the show.
Jeez, that's a work rate, that is, bro. Do you know what I mean? You've been working extremely hard on this. So yeah, what kind of vibe are you expecting to get from the performance tonight?
It's gonna be gassed, bro. Like, I've got so many like little tricks and shit that me and Jack have kind of worked out in the set. Like, I think it's gonna go down well, bro, with all the production as well. Production looks sick.
Got a light show as well.
It's gonna look gas. I don't know if anyone's ever done anything like that in Old Blue, but because Old Blue is such a like bait venue, we wanted to do something that was just bespoke.
Yeah, man, because we've had like other Gram events here before, like Frisco's a Den. Is this something completely different from that then, is it? Or we're going...
Yeah, I think like this is more of a... I've thought everything down to the T. I've designed it as a stage show as opposed to like a rave.
So how long have you been working on this show then for?
A couple of months.
Yeah, or it took a lot of hard work.
Yeah, like it was more the logistical stuff that took up the time. Like the ideas, we had them in my head for time. But obviously, you linked up with Deezer, and like yeah, they just helped with a lot of stuff and sorted it all out.
Yeah, man, shout out Deezer as well. So yeah, man, like it's looked live on Twitter. It looks like it's gonna be a banging night tonight. The beer man night, the beer people supporting. You got Mike Ty, Big Zoo, Coco. It's gonna be absolutely fine.
Spooky as well, and T-Axin.
Yeah, all tight Spooky every time. You know what? Yeah, I go to a lot of events and I see Spooky doing his bit at a lot of events. So shout out Spooky. Where can we get you on the social medias and where can we pick up your music from?
So on the socials, that's JAMMZ at jams, soundcloud.com/IamGrime. Any digital outlets, go hit up Deezer, man, because they've got the dedicated Grime channel on there. Dash my name in there, it's all on there, like, so they've got.
And you were just saying that the vinyls were just about to come, they've literally just landed midway.
Landed in my lap, literally, still. So yeah, they're on iamgrime.bandcamp.com. There's about 10 left, so grab one.
Yeah, move quick if you want them. Yo, big up Deezer for having us down, big up Gems. Peace.
A brother who knows too much is a dangerous person. And the one who knows but don't act on it turns himself to a burden. Don't be a victim and think smart, everyday threats are emerging. Watch how they turn on you when you know where the dirt is. They ain't stupid, I came here with a purpose, so they couldn't never say that the kid's worthless. Observe everything from I've been lurking, I've got answers but want more, still searching. Still on point, I'm still calm, still working, I'm still on my ones, I'm still me, still certain. I ain't gonna stop till I break down wall after wall. Like, say I'm running train on Virgin. No explanations, no chances or warnings, just a little time and patience, no toleration. I see what I wanna do and then I start switching up situations. We run things, they never did run, we I never got that notification. Every other day man's fighting temptation, it's real life, not a raw simulation. Danger. Danger, 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 danger. Ring the alarm, everybody's in danger. Anytime that I come around, it's danger. Started it from the ground up, that's a bad news. I said to them, it's danger. Who is it, danger? What is it, danger? Better watch out for that, you need danger. If you ain't careful, he's gonna do a madness. They say a man who don't know shit should have done research. And if he didn't wanna do that, he should have asked me first. Cause I can hear things in the distance, but it ain't reverb. But you gotta be smart, sometimes you gotta say you heard last if you never seen first. Hold on one set, then we get steeper. Jay's never been a follower, I'm still a leader. My guard's way too high, so that's why I won't judge by the cover, but I'll still read ya. Gotta look out for these fucked up creatures, trying to keep man around till they don't need ya. Man, I like jams, more gone for the future. Sorry, it may seem through you, I can't see ya. Or him either, I'ma supply their feelings. So why they wanna act like divas? You're too eager. Me, I'm a qualified speaker, but you been doing this for a meter. It's long for you, time's running out on a meter. So it don't matter if time's a good teacher. You should've been prepared, car. If you ain't smart, then there ain't no point being a dreamer. Old school like Manova Mars and on replay for the same team on FIFA. Remember them times when I weren't a believer. Till it all changed, now I preach to the preachers. To see a man who knows too much is so dangerous, he could be a system breacher. It's gonna go wrong when he pulls levers. Don't be an idiot. no explanations. No chances or warnings, just a little time and patience. No toleration, I see what I wanna do and then I start switching up situations. We run things, they never did run, we I never got that notification. Every other day man's fighting temptation. It's real life, not a raw simulation. Danger, 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 danger. Ring the alarm, everybody's in danger. Anytime that I come around, it's danger. Started it from the ground up, that's a bad news. I said to them it's danger, who is it, danger? What is it, danger? Better watch out for that, you need danger. If you ain't careful, he's gonna do a bad news. Danger, ring the alarm, everybody's in danger. Anytime that I come around, it's danger. Started it from the ground up, that's a bad news. I said to them it's danger, who is it, danger? What is it, danger? Better watch out for that, you need danger. If you ain't careful, he's gonna do a bad. Come and try to leech off me, but you can't get the deets off me. And when nobody cared, I told them don't sleep on me now. I'm outside of the door, I'm about to bust you, but you can't get the keys off me. Fuck off, you can't lean on me. I got the torch in my hand and plus the old teams on me. Blueprints of the old scenes on me. I see dreams like I've been asleep on sheeps. Them MCs are just counting sheep. I can't roll around these deets. I'm colder. I get bitter like water in fountain streams when people keep doubting me. So if you wanna go rounds with me, I suggest you stop smoking the loudest trees. You can't reach me, this mountain steep. Danger, 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 danger. Ring the alarm, everybody's in danger. Anytime that I come around, it's danger. Started it from the ground up, that's a bad news. I said to them it's danger. Who is it, danger? What is it, danger? Better watch out for that, you need danger. If you ain't careful, he's gonna do a bad news. Danger. Ring the alarm, everybody's in danger. Anytime that I come around, it's danger. Started it from the ground up, that's a bad news. I said to them it's danger. Who is it, danger? What is it, danger? Better watch out for that, you need danger. If you ain't careful, he's gonna do a bad news. Trust me, it's not a fucking game. People fear what they don't know and they fear people who know too fucking much. Yeah? Trust me. Ring the alarm, everybody's in danger. If you ain't careful, I'm gonna do a madness. Trust me. Jam. Ski. Alright, Shemzy, we done it again, man.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
I really like my boyfriend, and the sex is good, but he doesn't make me orgasm. When we finish, I say, I'm going to the toilet, and I finish it myself. What can I do? Be shit. Like, before you put your dick in me, I need you to go down on me for a solid 30 minutes. I think that's reasonable. What if you told him what you'd been up to? You twist it, you're like, I've been going to the toilet afterwards and finishing myself off. I don't want that to happen anymore, so here's my compromise. You watch me.
I'm turned on thinking about it.
Is he bloody? Of course she is. She's Hannah Whitten.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
But right now it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated all the way until 6. Hannah Whitten up next with literally every single YouTuber in history.
Ever.
Even the dead ones have come back for this show. There's going to be some posthumous life. YouTubing going on.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's another name I would have called you. Posthumous YouTube.
Posthumous
YouTube.
The YouTube.
Posthumous the YouTube.
Sounds like a Viking.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a postmodern Viking.
Posthumous, son of Possumus.
I am Posthumous, son of Hummus of YouTube.
So, Pot Noodle, a few weeks ago on the show, Reese informed us about how he loves nothing more than a Pot Noodle sandwich. We weren't sure what to make about this, but we thought we'd let Pot Noodle know and get in touch with him. And then they said to us, we'll send you some Pot Noodles to make this dream of a sandwich happen.
Because Pot Noodle know a good idea when they hear one.
They do. Exactly. Yeah. So big
shout out. Pot Noodle itself was a good idea.
Exactly.
Pot Noodle. Oh my God, yeah.
Shout out to you, Mr.
Noodle.
I had
one for fucking.
Because who can be asked to fuck about with cooking some noodles, then putting them in a bowl and
Should come in
all
the bowl
already. Flavours and adding everything into it as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Chicken and mushroom, I love that one.
No reminding Harley of flavours.
Oh, shit, yeah, sorry.
Because that's part of the challenge.
No, but you know the flavours. So what we're going to do with you, Harley, we'll explain the challenge.
Yeah. We have 5 flavours of pot noodle.
Okay, that's good. I only know 3, I think.
Oh, good.
So. Okay.
Actually, yeah, I think I only know 3.
But you've got a tongue and stuff.
Yeah.
Tongue and stuff. You do.
No, the reason I say and stuff is because the stuff is the brain.
Good point.
The message goes from the tongue to the brain.
Yeah.
And
even if
nose.
You've never tasted it before, are you confident that you might be able to deduce some of the flavours in the ones that you've never tasted before?
And a nose to smell.
Mm.
Yeah.
Potentially. Confident, yeah? All right.
I'm not confident, but I'll give it a good go.
Well, not only do you have to guess the flavour of the pot noodle, but we have a selection of breads for you for the sandwich. You also have to guess what the bread is. We are going to be blindfolding you for this. So, Reese, if you would like to blindfold Harley.
Right, let's
you've not
do
done
this.
This
I'm
going
to have to take off my headphones.
I have the list here.
God, Harley, this is just like last weekend,
isn't it?
Blindfolded eating pot noodle.
Wait, hold on. I don't understand necessarily why I have to wear a blindfold if it's
because we don't trust you to keep your eyes closed.
Because you'll be able to see the sandwich, won't you?
So I forgot about the bread, yeah.
Yeah,
but like pot noodle, I wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah, you wouldn't have to do it for that. Unless there were mushrooms in it.
Can you see anything, Harley?
Put his headphones on him. Actually, no, you don't. He doesn't need them.
No, he can't.
No, but you did it to the side of his head.
What's going on?
No, he's not having
any. Do we need any music to accompany this?
I don't know.
Yeah, of course we do. Of course we do.
What do we need?
Let's have something pot noodly.
What's a pot noodly song?
What song do you think of when you think of pot
noodle?
Benny Hill. I think they want this. I think they're going for a cooler image than that.
You want Benny Hill?
How about?
Let's see if that.
All right.
I don't know if that fits. Does that fit?
It does fit.
Okay. It does now.
All right. When are you ready? Because
I'm ready.
What I'm going to do is
can we go soon
I'm going to hand you.
Okay. Yes.
The sandwich.
Hand him the plate. Hand him the plate. And guide his hand to pick one.
I'll see anything.
What I'll do is I'll hold the plate and I'll guide your hand to each sandwich. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me just explain to you again, Harley. You're gonna You're gonna take a bite out of every single sandwich that you're offered.
Yeah.
You get a point for guessing the flavour of the pot noodle, and you also get a bonus point for guessing the type of bread that was used.
All right, cool.
All right.
When are you ready to start?
I'm ready.
This is number one. Take a bite.
I've got you, don't worry.
Right.
Okay. He's bitten that. He's chewing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Harley?
That's the Bombay Bad Boy, I think. And it's it's just like a bread roll. a wholemeal bread roll.
I can reveal that it is a bread roll.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or a cob, if you're from where I'm from. A
bap,
bread roll, bomb. We would have took any of them.
Do you know that makes it? A Bombay roll. Yeah, that's the exact reaction I wanted. Number two.
Was the pot noodle right?
Yep, perfect.
I don't want to. I wanted to reveal.
Let's reveal. Just do what we tell you. All right, take the second bite. Guide his hand over to the second sandwich. You can probably tell what the bread is from the texture, to be honest.
It's a burger bun.
What flavour are you picking up from the pot noodle?
I don't know, it's very difficult to. No, it's not, but it's like. Yeah, it's funny.
I mean, if you don't know your pot noodles, Harley, then don't worry about
it. You
have a guess, though. What does it taste like?
Yeah, I can't.
I think he likes it. He's going in for a second bite.
Go, we'll have to press you for an answer.
I can't.
Have a quick bite.
A second bite. Mm. And that was, he didn't hold back on that bite
either.
No, he
didn't. He's really liking a pot noodle sandwich.
No, beef, tomato.
Okay, interesting.
Beef and tomato is your answer?
I think, yeah.
And what bread?
Just like CD burger bun.
Okay.
CD burger bun. Right, okay.
Found in Soho.
Right, sandwich number three.
Sandwich number three.
Yeah.
Take a bite out of this one. Again, you'll probably have some clue because of the texture. So you do get to feel the sandwich before you take out a bite. You got to swallow.
Swallow, Harley, please.
Or spit. I never like the pressure.
All right, it's a cross one.
Can you push his mic forward a bit just so that we can hear everything?
Yeah,
so the listeners can hear everything he's saying.
It's a croissant with like sweet chili.
Sweet chili.
I think, maybe.
Croissant with sweet chili. Okay.
I don't know if that's the flavour, but I can't taste that. Maybe that's just a croissant.
Right, so you ready to take a bite from sandwich number four?
Yeah. Why are you laughing at this?
I'm not laughing.
Wait, pause. Pause a sec. Before you do that, what did you... Do you remember what... Actually, I do. I do. It was beef and tomato, you said.
Yeah, for the seedy burger bun.
Mm-hmm.
This is crumpets.
Who doesn't love a nice bit of crumpet?
Can I take some out of the...
Yeah, take some out.
Yeah.
I'll throw it on my knee. Either or, it doesn't really matter.
What's in the crumpet, Harley?
It's another new game for next
chicken,
year.
I think it's the
What's
chicken
in the crumpet,
mushroom.
Harley?
I think it's the chicken and mushroom.
Chicken and mushroom in the crumpet.
Okay.
I can't be sure.
All right, number five. Fifth and final sandwich.
It's just like normal bread.
Can you define normal bread? What? Well, you have to taste it first. When you taste it, what kind of colour is it? Is bread a colour? I'm not sure that it is. Is it?
Get flavor? Brown or white.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Yeah. What do you think? What type of bread is it?
The best of both.
So specific, I like it.
I don't know, maybe.
Is that your final answer?
Hold on.
Regarding the bread.
It's quite awful.
These are some good pot noodle sandwiches, though. Hats off, Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to actually get to taste them.
Mm.
Pitfalls of being on this side of the desk.
Yeah, that's true.
No, maybe best of both or brown.
Okay.
Okay. No, what's your final answer?
Hold on.
Can't have both. See what I did there?
Surprisingly hard to determine what flavour of bread it is.
Okay.
When you can't see it. Am I allowed to do that?
You can do what you want, mate, as long as you get the answer to us within 2016.
Alright, it's best of both, I think.
Okay, and the noodles?
I haven't tasted the noodles yet.
Jesus Christ.
No, that's the chicken and mushroom one.
Oh, shit.
I'm afraid you can't go back and edit answers. So you're going to go chicken and mushroom for that one, yeah?
Yeah.
Best of both with chicken and mushroom. Okay. Right, okay. So...
I've opened my blindfold.
You can now remove your blindfold.
Oh, it's so bright.
Let's tot up your points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'll notice there's only four there because... I mean, I don't know what happened to the other one.
Oh, disappeared.
Yeah.
Did you eat it?
Reese's polished off. All right, so number one.
White. Is it white? Sorry.
Can I do a game with you?
Yeah.
Right. Number one, the first sandwich you had a bite of was the hard roll. It was the one I colloquially called the Bombay roll. So you get 4 points for that.
Cool.
Number two, the second one you tried was the seedy roll.
Yep.
With curry flavoured pot noodle.
What did
but
I say?
You said beef and tomato.
Yeah. But
you so you get 1 point for that.
Seedy.
Number three was the chocolate croissant. Mm-hmm. Did you pick up on the chocolate?
No.
What I said evil bastard.
I reckon
in a
only half a point.
Croissant.
I reckon only half a point for...
What?
You
I said...
You
can't even detect the flavour of chocolate, mate.
But
we're going to have to knock off half a point.
The problem is with this croissant is it's chocolate sprinkles.
It doesn't matter.
It counts. You should be able to taste the sprinkles.
Yeah, exactly.
You definitely couldn't. But
okay.
Cool.
Did he buy it off a segment which would have had chocolate sprinkles on?
I mean, probably.
Yeah. But
there you go. So I'm going to have to give you half a point.
A heavily sprinkled area as well, so...
Yeah. So you get half a point for the croissant.
Mm.
I'm afraid you got the filling wrong.
Right.
The flavour of pot noodle was actually ribbon sticky, but you said sweet chilli. So you only get half a point for
ribbon
that.
Ribbon sticky, that's like sweet chilli ribbon.
yeah, just like that.
Just no.
Sticky
number
rib.
Number four.
Apparently in my ear, Jacob
Sorry.
Is shouting sticky rib at me.
Sticky rib. Well, okay. Someone wrote rib sticky. The sticky... comes after the rib as it's written down here, so
yeah, to be fair, Jacob, it does say rib sticky here.
Number four, crumpets, and it was beef.
What did I say?
You said it was crumpets with chicken and mushroom, so you only get 1 point for that. And the fifth and final was normal white bread with beef and was it beef and tomato? Or just beef?
No, that's chicken and mushroom.
Sorry, that's normal white bread with chicken and mushroom, but you said best of both.
But I did get chicken and mushroom.
You did.
Exactly. So you get 1 point for that. Okay. So your grand total out of a possible 10 was 5.5.
It's quite respectable, I think.
Yeah, it's a respectable effort. And you did say that you know three flavours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very difficult, especially when you've got a chocolate croissant.
Mm.
Which has lots of flavour, trying to determine what flavour the pot noodle is inside.
Yeah, so you did
what? What did it taste like to you? The chocolate? That's the most interesting.
But it was buttered.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So if you had to pick a favourite sandwich, because I think we all want to try a pot noodle sandwich.
Was it the one I ate?
But which one?
I'll tell you what I can get, to be perfectly honest.
I think it actually was the one
you ate. Yeah, it was good.
What did you have? Soft bun?
You should have got there quick enough, to be honest with you guys. I wouldn't need to be telling you about it.
Okay, well, that's so good that he's going back.
So what are we saying now? On the whole idea of a pot noodle sandwich.
Yeah, what's your thoughts?
This one's pretty good.
Okay.
The bap with the Bombay.
Okay. Bombay roll is the best possible pot noodle sandwich.
In a bap.
Out of these selections, anyway, yeah.
Okay.
So just get yourself a lovely pair of baps and sort yourself out a Bombay roll.
Bombay bad boy and a nice couple of baps.
That sounds like a nice night in.
Yeah, you don't need a girlfriend for this. You genuinely don't.
Or include her if you want to.
Yeah, exactly. Have one each. Give each other one. I don't know.
Yeah, she'd love to go to town on a bat. I'm sure she would.
So there you have it.
Well done.
Harley's favourite pot noodle is Bombay Bad Boy.
Bombay Bad Boy
in a bap.
In a cob. Soft bap.
Yeah.
Cob if you're from the Midlands or up north.
Okay, well let's.
I reckon I should have six for the croissant.
Six. Whatever. Okay, well, you didn't say chocolate, did you?
I won't be swayed. Chocolate is too it's too distinctive a flavour to miss.
Get a chocolate taste.
Yeah.
So is everyone going to now taste these cobs so then we can talk about how right I was from the beginning?
Sure, I would like to taste.
Yeah, I think in the meantime we should play a song.
Yeah, let's do it.
You're on FUBAR Radio, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Is a local beauty.
am covered in pot noodle.
Huh?
I am covered in pot noodle.
It's Wednesday! Welcome to Play to Win, the show where ultimately Plato wins. Please put your hands together for the queen of kitsch retro game shows. Drink your mead, Sylvester.
That's me.
Woo!
Oh, damn.
Sorry about that, guys. We were just covered in pot noodle and everything has gone a little bit too much.
It got a bit mental up in here.
That wasn't a bad thing.
No, but I mean, I'm up to the eyeballs in pot noodle. I can never complain.
Can you see past that to play to win, do you reckon?
What, past the pot noodle?
Yeah.
I can never see past pot noodle. That's always at the forefront.
Can we get our buzzers closer?
Uh-huh.
Please.
Give me a sec. There you go.
Thank you very much.
I'll move that in the middle.
Gracias.
All right, so yeah, here we are again. Play to win.
We got snacks as well.
Spare snacks.
It's mad pot noodle.
Best Plato ever.
Mm.
Today it's Michael versus Reese.
It is indeed.
And I'm the games master today.
The games master.
Who's your beautiful assistant?
Natalie's my beautiful assistant.
It's a nice bikini, Natalie. Nice scorecard.
Yeah. Waving a scorecard around her head like it's boxing.
Ring girl.
So as we've established before,
do you reckon in Japan Ringo has a different definition?
Yeah, the girl from The Ring.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That film is scary, you know.
It is quite. As we've established in a few weeks before, you now get a point for the song and a point if you get the title.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The artist. And I'm quite intrigued whether you get the name of the week this week. Are you ready?
Yes.
Always ready.
Oh, wait, do you want to test your buzzers? Michael, you're number one.
It ain't safe on the black, not even for the cats. It ain't safe on the black, not even for the caps.
Reason number four.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
It ain't safe.
Bad boy.
It ain't safe.
Bad boy.
It ain't safe.
Bad boy.
All right. Let's get into this.
Okay.
Numero uno.
It ain't safe.
Bad boy.
It ain't safe. Young Hearts Run Free?
Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell. I always forget the name of the artist. Oh fuck! Can I have the first letter?
No.
All right, I don't know then.
Any idea, Reese?
I haven't got a clue.
The answer is Candy Stanton.
Fuck's sake!
Classic.
Young hearts ran free. All right, numero dos.
What's the day?
Oh yeah, have a guess what the day is. So the artist Candy Stanton, Young Hearts Run Free. No way of.
Nice. I'm gonna guess National Heart Disease Awareness Day.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna go for a mix of name and title and go with National Sweetheart Day.
Ooh, that would have been clever.
That's nice.
If they'd managed to do that for the whole 10 songs, keep with that theme.
No.
No.
Definitely not. Okay, number two. Really?
Ooh.
Oh, that's wow. Okay.
Is it?
Wait, press your buzzer if you got an idea.
Come on, bad boy.
I'm not. I don't want to.
Just press your buzzer. You might as well.
Got to be in it to win it.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
Is it Sammy Martin?
No.
No.
Sammy Martin.
Yeah.
It's not.
Didn't,
I meant
do
Dean
you mean
Martin.
Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Like, they're love child.
Yeah. Got one more listen.
Is that a Christmas song?
It sounds a bit like the Bewitched theme tune at the beginning.
No.
C'est la vie.
No.
Sounds like the music they would have played when they opened the Chrysler building or the Empire State building.
I know.
You've got both 24 seconds.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Stop giving
sorry,
clues.
I was going to try and help out Bad Boy. I don't know
what. Rat Pack.
No.
It's definitely a member of the Rat Pack.
It ain't safe.
Is it Frank Sinatra?
It is.
I'm going to go with...
clues.
No, I'm not doing
this. No, I don't know.
You have a guess at any of his songs?
The song is Come Fly With Me.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Yeah, shit.
If you could use. Okay, so guess the first song was Candy Stanton, Young Hearts Run Free. Second song, Frank Sinatra, Come Fly With Me.
It ain't safe. Is it National Travel Day?
No.
Be Free
Day?
No.
Number three.
Oh, come on. That's so easy.
Oh, man. So bloody easy.
This is fucking music Wikipedia.
It is, though, isn't it, Harley?
I'm sure it is if you've got the bloody answers.
It's a very well-known song.
I personally would have got it very quickly.
Yeah, of course, because you're holding it in front of you.
One more time?
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like it's going to drop into... Dun, dun, dun.
Don't tell us what it might sound like.
That sounds like the next episode by Dre and Snoop.
It's
the album version, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No ideas.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't even took my hand away from the buzzer. That's kind of stumped. Oh,
the answer is Cream with I Feel Free.
I feel free. I love that song.
I feel free.
Eric Clapton, isn't it? He's in Cream. Was.
Yeah.
So, that's number one, Young Hearts Run Free. Number two, Frank Sinatra, Come Fly With Me. Cream, I Feel Free.
Is it...
It ain't safe!
Is it National Get Out On Bail Day?
No.
Bad Boy. Is it Independence Day?
No.
No.
Number four.
I say currently Michael Payne has two, Reese has zero.
Ah, no surprise.
It ain't safe.
Just saying.
Okay. Right. Number four, this is quite funny.
The Nina. Bad Boy. It's from Step Brothers. It's the Catalina White. No, it's not. It's the rap that they did on the yacht.
Yeah.
Has it got Boats and Hoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll
give
you a
what's
point.
What's their group called?
The something worldwide.
Shit!
What is it? Don't piss me off. Something worldwide. What is it? Raw.
Can I can't even remember.
Yeah, half a point.
Wait, so I do 0.5?
Wait. 0.25. 1.5? No, you're going to break me when you say it as well.
Take your time, Reese. Take your time.
Do you have any idea, Justin?
I have no idea, so that's why I'm going to just
Michael,
eat.
Do you have any idea? Justin doesn't. No.
Prestige Worldwide.
Yeah, there you go. Full point.
Fuck, so man.
It's two all.
Bam, and I'm going to have some pot noodle to celebrate. Shout out, everyone.
I was just going to ask if I could borrow your fork. I'm stuck with a spoon.
So the first song, Candy Stanton, Young Hearts Run Free.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Sinatra, Come Fly With Me. Cream, I Feel Free. Prestige Worldwide, Boats and Hoes.
Is it Get On A and Fuck Off Somewhere?
No.
Is it National Immigration Day?
No.
Annoying.
No, you. To be fair, like until this one, you would have had a very, very, very slim chance of getting. Like,
okay, I'm going to get it now just to prove you wrong.
Until, but I said until this one.
Oh right, this particular one.
Yeah.
Oh shit, let's go back and do them again then.
Number 13, I mean number
five.
No, yeah.
What?
It ain't safe.
That went quite well with this song, actually.
What?
Wait.
It ain't safe.
That wasn't Thrift Shop.
It was.
By Macklemore.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
2 points.
It ain't safe.
Was it National, like, grab a freebie day?
No.
Get something for free?
No.
No?
Any ideas?
Can I? He did guess.
Whoa.
Okay.
Free holiday.
It's okay. It's kind of get something for free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but it doesn't sound like that. But it's
the word
like
free.
The free is
free
in
is
it.
In the title. Of the day. We have to go number six.
Number six.
Bad boy.
Bomb funk freestyler.
Bomb funk who?
MC.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Bomb funk MC freestyler. Freestyler.
Correct. Yeah. 2 points. Neck and neck. 4-4.
So Young Hearts run free. Come fly with me. I feel
was
free.
Bad boy. National freebie day.
No.
Fuck's sake, Justin.
Boats and hoes. Thrift shop. Freestyler. Okay. This.
What number is it? Just, Michael Payne's not even had a guess yet.
Oh, sorry. I thought
no, I'm going to save it.
What? You don't get two
you
guesses
can't put
next
one in the bank.
Time.
No, I know, but I mean, I'm okay. Going to guess based on this
okay.
one.
Okay.
I know that song. I fucking know that song.
Good job, someone does.
Draw one more time.
I can't remember. I can't remember. But I know I've heard that song before.
It is Florence and the Machine, Ship to Wreck.
Fuck's sake. That's, yeah, that was off the latest album, mm-hmm. right? How big, how blue, how beautiful.
Yeah. So, any further ideas?
Bad boy. Travel free day.
No.
It ain't safe! Is it National Free Shipping Day?
Yeah!
Do you get a point for that? Do you get one
That's
point?
Clever!
One point
for that. You're very clever! I just shipped my pants!
It's okay though, you can still win, Reese, don't worry.
What's the score?
Three more. It's 5-4.
5-4, shit. Okay.
That's going to piss me off as well because I know that.
I don't know, but I imagine it once had a dance routine in Steps magazine or whatever it was called.
It's fairly new.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Smash Hits magazine then.
I can't remember who it is, I'm not going to lie to you.
Reese, anything?
Guess.
Little Mix.
No, it is Pharrell with Pharrell. Freedom.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Okay, you've already guessed
you
the
don't
day,
look
so.
Happy about not getting that one, Michael.
Yeah, I mean, well,
boy, free shipping day.
But is that our point? No, I know we've done that.
Okay, number 9.
It ain't safe! Tom Ford by Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
2 points there.
What's the score?
Seven four.
How does that correlate to free shipping?
Tom Ford clothing, like he does.
When you buy stuff, you have to ship it, don't you?
What? That was a stretch.
A
if I've ever
no,
read
no,
one.
No,
you've got free shipping days. Yeah. Not normally like with clothes. Yeah.
How often does Tom Ford do free shipping? Yeah.
No,
I'm gonna say no.
Like,
I'm gonna say
just,
no.
It's just clothes.
I'm gonna say no.
Tom Ford wasn't
that
like
is so tenuous.
Tom Ford
P&P.
Wasn't the.
Like, see, Tesco do clothes as well, and they actually do free shipping. And well,
it
was Tesco,
Jay-Z didn't do a song, did he? Called Tesco. He did
yeah, he did a song called
Tom Ford. You know, like he's known for free shipping.
No, it's just the fact that he makes clothes, and clothes get shipped
imagine
for free sometimes.
We just find out that's why he's so successful. He's the only fucking high fashion designer to do
free
shipping.
Yeah.
That's why he's so popular. Right. We're only joking, Harley. We're just pulling your legs.
I'm not.
It's
I'm
a reach, though.
Number 10.
Bad boy. B.O.B. Airplanes with Hayley Williams and or Eminem.
Six. You are now.
On.
1 point difference. You got to get them. If you get the next
airplanes
one.
Airplanes in the night. Yeah, that one.
Shooting stars.
I don't,
did you know Lupe Fiasco wrote that?
Is it? Eminem's mm-hmm. got a verse on one version of it and his two versions.
Fair play.
Hayley Williams, part of a band that...
What are they? Evanescence?
No.
The other ones.
The one
what was Hayley Williams' band called again?
She had a song about castles, sandcastles or something.
What was Hayley Williams' band called again?
Sorry.
Paramore.
Paramore, that's it.
Okay, I'll be very...
Do I get a point for that?
No. Okay. I mean, I don't think... He's gonna get this one.
Oh, right, fucking stitch up.
But
if you knew that before you even picked it.
No, I'm just looking at it now.
I ain't getting no Black Swan shit.
that song. Is that the right version?
So I do.
Sounds more stringy than the one I have.
It's just like when Jacob picked the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme tune and got the wrong one.
I think that I wouldn't have got that, and I know the song.
I don't know what that is.
Hold on.
But it's nice. Maybe play it again.
Yeah, I lose by default. That's bullshit. Bullshit, I tell you.
No, I don't know this one either.
Yeah, but that means you still get more points.
Yeah, ironically, this music reminds... You know in a film when someone's memories are fading away?
Yeah.
Can't be the only song.
Just play it again. Let's just see.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wait, which one is that? Yeah.
That melody is very familiar. Are you going to try? Are you going to play another one?
All right, I'm going to see.
Try it. I don't know. I might be wrong. That's what I recognize.
Our Father, whose art's in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yeah, that's the one I know. That's the song.
Yeah. Fuck's sake, Jacob.
Fucking classic.
It's not a Kanye West song, is it?
No,
I don't know.
Oh.
It's not like The Stripes, is it?
The who?
The Stripes.
Well, that band that was like 16-year-olds.
Yeah, from Ireland. Yeah. No, I should send that based on the Irish talking.
I don't remember a fella talking over the beginning of the song.
It's not Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, is it?
No. It's a current artist. Well, yeah.
It's a lady.
A lady.
Our Father, whose art's in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
American? Who?
Oh, not M.I.A.
American.
Madonna. Three words make up her name. Whoa. Sorry.
That's just too much.
How?
Could be anybody. It could be Missy, misdemeanor Elliot, couldn't it?
She's
could have
American.
Been that. It's not.
Did you say Carly
Rae
Jepsen?
She's not even American,
yeah,
bro.
Exactly. Could
she's
been.
Canadian.
That's enough. It was Lana Del Rey with Blue Jeans.
Oh, so close.
Oh, yeah, it does sound like
shipping,
some American.
Free shipping on Blue Jeans.
Is that what the song was called? Blue Jeans?
Yeah.
Because of the whole free shipping thing.
Yeah, of course.
No, you looked like it too far with that one.
No, I'm just saying. I put thrift shop, Tom Ford, and blue jeans because like all clothing things. Because
you don't even get shipping from a thrift shop. You go into a thrift shop to buy shit.
No, but it's the thing about clothes, isn't it?
Free shipping.
You got it.
But you can ship anything that you can buy online.
Yeah, I know. But like, I thought because you clothing.
No, the connection for me clothes.
Clothing is like something you often order online, isn't it? More than like most shit, you order clothes online.
You're not me, bro. I'm ordering anything but clothes online.
I actually don't order clothes online, either, but you know, people.
But
do
you can.
Often,
do.
Often
why,
people
do.
Why don't you play a song about Amazon Prime, bro? You know what I mean? Notoriously known for free shipping.
Oh, sorry. Well, my bad.
But there's beer songs about the Amazon. Beer songs.
It was tight. Reese, you have 6 points, but Michael Payne is this week's winner with 7.
I can't stop winning.
No, fuck off.
No one wants to applaud you apart from me.
I know.
Jacob.
Come on.
I swear it was. No, I swear it was. No, wait. You both have to clap.
I just did clap. I just went.
Thanks very much.
So who played last week? You two.
I beat Natalie last week.
No, it was close.
What?
As well.
Yeah, but
where was I that week?
You were there. You were keeping score.
You were the
score.
One asking.
I can't remember. No, in fact, it was you, Natalie. I can't remember. Must have been a different show.
Yeah, I was off, innit?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I won the week before that.
Did you?
Yeah, I beat Reese.
Do you not think next week it kind of needs to be a Christmas special one because it's a Christmas week?
Christmas songs only.
It
next
needs
week.
To be Christmas, doesn't it?
But you got to think of a theme.
Christmas. Maybe. Just throwing it out there. I don't know.
Yeah, but then you've got to guess the...
Don't worry. It's bound to be a Christmas-related day next week, isn't it?
I reckon.
Like Christmas.
Got a sneaky suspicion that we might have a theme next week.
Mm.
What's the day where you get those oranges and like stick candles in and sweets and shit?
Pineapple orange pen day?
I think it comes after that one. Chris Kringle.
What's
is
Chris
that what
Kringle?
It's called?
Who
he's
is
Santa,
Chris Kringle?
Isn't he? Chris Kringle.
No.
Is he?
Yeah, that's another name for Santa.
Yeah.
In what country?
England.
I thought it was America. Is it England? Chris Kringle? I think it's America, but...
Chris Kringle just sounds like he sells cars.
I swear there's another name for Santa Claus
what,
as
Saint
well.
Nicholas,
Saint Nicholas,
Father Christmas.
Saint Nicholas, yeah. Santa Claus, Father Christmas.
Well, Saint Nicholas was a real person from Turkey.
Yeah, of course he was. He was a saint.
Yeah, from Turkey. And Father Christmas was an English folklore. And then the Americans signed him up with Coca-Cola and merged the two together and made St. Nicholas and Father Christmas one person called Santa Claus because Sinterklaas is actually Dutch for St. Nick.
Whoa.
Boom.
Bang!
That is boom. What do you say more, Santa Claus or Father Christmas?
Santa Claus. You said Father Christmas, bro. What kind of middle class bullshit's up?
I was asking you.
I say
you,
Santa Claus.
Isn't he called Peter as well? Peter Father something.
Christmas. No, you're thinking Zwart Piet, yeah, which is a racist. which is Dutch for Black Pete. Because in Holland, Santa Claus isn't a big jolly fat bloke with reindeer.
Yeah.
He's a bishop. He's slim. He still has white hair, big beard, but he's slim. And he gets a steamboat in from Spain to Holland and then delivers presents on horseback, followed by 8 white people in blackface called Zwart Piet, which means Black Pete. And they literally blackface.
Okay, Nancy. Well, we don't like
You know
Peter.
Bear shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I do know.
All right. Knowledge. Well done, Justin.
Thanks very much. I'll pass the congratulations on to Michael as well.
Yeah, do that for me. That was Play to Win.
These men think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These men might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These men talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These men might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These men think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These men might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These men talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These men might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These men ain't that nice when the rhythm ain't ice, when the rhythm like man. They ain't got that fire and they're not like man. Them love talk about fire, but they're not like man. Them little pricks won't vibe, but they love skin gang. I'm around criminals, I won't mention names, no subliminals. Don't care for fame, they ain't MCs. If I say murder man, then that's literal. I mean literal. You don't want this, get physical. My network gives me bad data, so I just gotta give you 3G's the signal. I don't send for man, I just send for man. If I send a man, then it's over. You offend a man, I'll remember man. Best remember man, when man's closer. Closer. No sir, you don't want me to write your name with my rotor. If I make time for you, then that's your time. And you know what time that means for you, don't ya? Time. Stay up off a man's sonar. These man talking sonar. Shit backwards. These man sound like Yoda. These man must have smoked backwards. We've got them sounding like Hodor. Them man keep moving different. Them man must be bipolar. Let man know. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man.
Riding the beat like a pagan, riding the beat like a op. Riding the street or the pavement, light up the heat on your block. Give my driver the key to the Rangers, I'm reclining my seat till it drops. They smile at me cause I'm famous, I just light up the weed and I nod. See guys on the street, that's my energy, just a guy that defeated the odds. See grind in the street, man grind in the street, trying to find all the key to the locks. Don't lie the police, man lie the police, you could die if you speak to the cops. No sign in the G, ain't got my kind of P, give me 500 G so it's long. I be like, what team are you on? Move to a man, my G, what you on? Yeah, I got source HP with a wand, still shutting heavy to the potheads don. Give her the monster, lot less don. Got a little more family, a lot less dons. Yeah, you could be a hothead in real life, one headshot, that's your hothead gone. Wait, better have sticks and stones, them words will make you get pitched in your home. Turn off your location, rude boy, come and find you like Pokemon Go. Yes, I'm a madman, bad man, sick head, but I get mad like all the bunks though. Dead man, run a man down on a high road, chuck in your throat and then roll, man. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man. These man think they're nice when the rhythm ain't nice, when the rhythm like man. These man might got vibe when the rhythm can't vibe, when the rhythm like man. These man talk about rap when the rhythm can't rap, when the rhythm like man. These man might shine for the rhythm but can't shine for the rhythm not like man.
Do you know one of the best challenges in the world is?
Pot noodle?
Yeah, trying to eat a pot noodle with a spoon while doing a radio show. Honestly. I reckon I've had, in total, in the last half hour, 4 spoonfuls of my pot noodle. Because you lot keep fucking talking to me.
I've not had any yet.
Have you not had any of yours yet?
If the chicken and mushroom is the one that I want,
Abby claimed it.
That's gone, is it?
Yeah.
No, I tried to pick it up and
Abby punched you in the face.
She was looking at it and sweating for ages, and then Harley picked it up and she had, you know, like a little outburst, like, and then
put it down.
Accidentally punched him.
Fine, good, good. Well, I might sue her. Legal advice.
Yes, good
that
segue.
That was the worst segue I've ever. Can we do that? Why don't you sue her? Talking about suing.
Yeah.
Shit, I was going to go on to talking about Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. But yeah, talking of suing.
Great segue.
Talking of sewing,
so we're gonna get into sewing.
Sewing sounds like, I don't know. You're just saying sewing, like really posh.
Sewing.
I'm just gonna do some sewing.
Some sewing.
Some sewing.
Is that sewing or sewing?
Sewing.
Are you going to be in court or in the seamstresses?
Yeah, I'm gonna get my needles and do some sewing.
We're gonna read out some of your legal queries now. We're gonna try and help you, just like we do every blood clot week.
All right. From Paula.
Sup, Paula.
Hi, lads. My house is divided into apartments. I was walking my dog the other day when I noticed something strange on my lawn. My dog went straight to it and put it in its mouth. I walked over to take it, whatever it was, out of its mouth when I noticed it was a vibrator. A vibrator on my lawn and now in my dog's mouth. This thing could be covered in diseases. I knocked on the door of the woman who lives upstairs. She admitted to it being hers, and that she's not sure how it got on the lawn. If my dog gets sick, do I have a case?
Well, you know, the popular nursery rhyme does say to give a dog a bone.
Hey. She must love this vibrator because I would go, no, it's not, don't know what this is. No, so that must be one of her favourite vibrators for her to say that it's hers.
To admit it,
and want it back off the dirty
lawn. Maybe she feared that Paula would, you know, DNA test it and she'd be found out anyway.
Yeah.
On, like, Trisha or... what's his face?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
That's him.
No, that's not
him.
You're thinking of Maury.
No,
other guy, British guy.
Maury
Jeremy
Pope.
Kyle.
Jeremy Kyle.
What dick?
LOL JK.
JK.
Do you reckon it popped out? Do you reckon she was training to be in a Thai stage show?
Maybe. And it just flung out the window.
Out
or maybe she was, you know, doing the do.
Doing the
and she was like, oh shit, late for work. Forgot, went out wearing a skirt, dropped it on the garden.
Oh yeah.
Didn't know.
Maybe.
That's the most logical.
Yeah.
It literally dropped it.
And you can't sue someone for masturbating, really, can you?
Well, she's a secret naturist.
I wonder where her flat was. Was it on the first floor, floor?
Not that secret of a naturist if you do it on your front garden.
Yeah
but one who's when she does it at night, though, and it's like, I'm just going to go to the nearest place real quick, just bang it in there and quickly run back upstairs. But she was like in too much of a rush.
Wait, is that a danger dildo?
Yeah, a danger wank.
Or danger wank.
Yeah.
Danger wank with dildo.
Yeah. I think Reese's is still the most logical, as in she was using it. Forgot it was inside.
Forgot that it was logical?
Inside her.
Wait, yo.
I didn't say it was logical. I said it was the most logical.
No, I think her having a wank on her lawn is more logical than her forgetting there's a dildo inside her.
Have you never like gone to work before and been like, what's love eggs? I forgot about them. What a nice surprise.
Well, do you know, I just thought of another logical explanation.
Even yours is more logical than Reese's.
It
popped out.
The strongest ever pussy pop.
Yeah.
And went flying, smashed through the window.
Yeah. Like a missile.
Like she'd let a rocket off in a bedroom. Yeah.
Why she just left it on the lawn, though? Why not just...
She probably...
It?
You know when you... When something goes flying off your person and you look around and you don't know what... You'd assume it was in the room, innit?
Yeah, true.
And then
true.
She was probably in bed while it was happening.
Yeah.
And she just thought, oh, it's on the floor somewhere. And not knowing it was actually outside on the lawn.
But if the dog does get sick, can
I don't think the dog's going to get sick. I don't...
Love sick.
Isn't... The worst thing
can get is a cold sore. And you're not even... Unless you're one of those people that lips your dogs. Do you know what I mean? You should have nothing to worry about.
And isn't dog saliva pretty much antiseptic or
That's
something?
That's also not true.
Oh, is that...
Of course, no.
It's antiseptic for a dog, just like your own saliva is antiseptic for you.
Right.
But if you lick me, bro, I mean, that ain't...
Do you kiss your dog, Harley?
Do I kiss it?
Yeah.
What, how do you mean? Do I kiss it?
People
you
kiss do,
your dog. Do you put
they?
Your lips on your dog?
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, I don't kiss his like head and stuff. I don't.
Would you kiss ever kiss a dog on the mouth?
Would you let no, a dog lick your face?
Yeah, I let him lick my face.
Oh, oh, I couldn't.
No, me neither.
I just shared a sandwich.
You've just put your face in that dog's ass. Yeah. If it's licking your butt,
yeah,
or in its nuts, yeah. You choose.
Since I got a dog, all my hygiene shit has just completely gone out the window. I just don't give a care. I don't give a shit.
I bet it's the dog that's the most hygienic. I'm not.
You don't have
face
a shower.
Now.
The dog licks him and then the morning to clean him.
Then the dog showers him. He forgets to shower. So the dog's like, Harley, come here, man. Dog's mad old and wise.
Sam would do that as well. Do
Sam,
you know what I mean?
He's that old, wise, and cool.
Sam,
would tell Harley
Sam's the kind
shower.
Of dog that, when Harley leaves the house, goes like, zip your coat up, put a scarf on. You'll catch your death, you will.
Yeah.
Catch a death.
Imagine well, what are you saying to Paula, though? What about her dog?
Your dog's fine. Stop worrying.
But if it does get sick, then it's probably not from the dildo.
Don't lips it.
Okay.
Yeah. Just don't lips your dog.
If that goes for everyone and anyone who's listening or going to listen back, or if you've got any friends that do it, tell them to stop lipsing your dog.
If that's going to be the thing that deters you from lipsing your dog, it could be that your dog had someone else's vibrator in its mouth once upon a time when you weren't looking.
Okay. Moving on, another email.
My dog just munches anything, you know. It's kind of bias. Anyway, calf. He was eating mud the other day. I was like, "What are you doing?"
I used to eat mud when I was little. My mum told me, but
what did your owner say?
Nah, I used to pick up stones, lick the mud off, and then throw them.
Well, that's so that's weird. Disgusting, but childlike.
Yeah.
I used to eat.
That's so weird.
I used to eat ants.
Okay, yeah.
That's less weird.
I used to see them on the tree and I used to squat.
he's not said the rest of it. Yeah, when I was a kid, I was growing up in Madagascar.
Yeah. They're like little hors d'oeuvres, do you know what I mean?
There's bare mud everywhere and she just decides to get a stone that has mud on it and lick it off. And
that is grim.
Was it the flavour or what?
I don't know. I got taken to the doctor. The doctor said it was all right. Mud's all right to eat.
What doctor? Was this Dr. Nick from The Simpsons? Or
I don't know. No, it was Dr. What was his name?
What doctor told you this?
Dr. Love.
Did the mud rhyme with something?
Don't go to Dr. Love anymore.
When he told you mud was cool, did he rhyme it with something else?
What?
I don't know. Thud.
Yeah. You're here because you think you've not been good, but it's okay if you eat mud.
Yeah, exactly. But did he have a cat in a hat with him?
Yeah. He didn't.
Some
it wasn't
green eggs
fucking
in that.
Doctor's telling you it's all right to eat mud. Dr. Dre.
He said it wouldn't do any harm. He said it wouldn't do any harm. Oh, yeah? He also.
It wouldn't do any harm. used to eat mud, you know.
And
Dr. Kevorkian.
Dr. Kevorkian. It was mud and this is not, but not like a dirty one, but a clean one. Nice to rip my nappy and.
Natalie, man!
You used to eat your nappies.
But not a dirty one. I don't mean
had
a dirty
it?
One. Just the outside of it.
What? wait, but the outside's mad tough. You can't even pull that apart.
Apparently I did. It used to be shredded.
Some little savage kid can rip apart a nappy. What kid do you know that can rip apart a nappy?
Let's just hope you don't need tenor ladies at any point. Because
that's what I glossed on.
Mud and nappies.
Natalie's superhuman.
I don't think I ate food for a while. I didn't really like it.
I was going to say it's no mud, is it?
Sometimes now I fancy a bit of mud, but apparently it's not. They don't have it in restaurants.
Yeah, it's not the kind of go-to dish for most people.
Imagine you could live off mud though. How cut
you probably can. I reckon in some countries you probably can.
What, live off mud?
Yeah.
I doubt it, man.
I reckon you can.
Definitely not nutritional enough.
No. Do you not reckon?
Actually, mud. Yeah, because plants live off mud.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you. No.
I reckon you could live off mud.
I know true.
In manageable doses, I reckon there's enough nutrients in mud to kind of keep you going.
That's what Dr. Love said, so.
Why was he
that's
called
what
Dr.
The doctor's
Love?
Name was.
I said that's his name. His surname's Love.
No, it wasn't.
And he was a real doctor.
Don't know if I was a doctor. Oh, that's probably the first name I would have come up with as well. So. Was it did he get a form as well, that real name, doctor name?
Dr.
Love.
Yeah, his name was Dr. No.
Yeah. He was fine with mud, but then he had an issue with certain things, like me having an earring. Didn't like that.
As a baby, I'd have an issue with that as well.
Yeah. Why?
But
pissing baby's ears.
Yeah, it's blessed.
That baby can't say like whether he wants that or not. She, it.
And it can't say what you dress it in as well. You're gonna carry your baby around.
No, but that's not gonna that's not gonna cause him pain.
No, I wasn't a baby. Yeah, but he had just issues with it.
It could be painful for like 8 seconds.
If that. Yeah. He used to call it hugs.
I don't know. I don't
You've
believe
got your ears pierced, bro. You know.
I didn't get my ears pierced till like 6 months old, though.
Yeah, it's blessed.
It's fine.
I'm not saying like you know, oh, you're a bad parent if you pierce your baby's ears. But I don't think I would. If I had a baby, I wouldn't pierce my baby's ears.
I wasn't. I'd say I wasn't a baby.
I think I'd give him
it's
or her the
like
choice.
11 or something.
Piss his nose.
What, eating nappies and mud at 11? Why were you still wearing nappies at 11?
But I used to call them hunks of metal.
Did you have to wear a helmet as well?
Helmet? Why?
Yeah, when you're like walking around. In your playground, did you have padding on the lamposts or like hard surfaces?
I was very accident prone though. Mm. Like I did break my collarbone in school. So.
Doing what?
Kiss chase.
Right, so we do the legal side of stuff. If there's anyone who does like the mental side of stuff.
We need a mental health show on FUBAR. Natalie, yeah. You should produce it. Like, how did you break your collarbone playing kiss chase? Were you being chased or were you doing the chasing?
No, I was running and then I stopped and then I fell and then they all fell on top of me.
So. All of them? Yeah. What? What?
How many? What age group was this school?
I was in first school, so.
First school?
Yeah.
What's that?
What's it called? Junior
nursery.
School.
No,
not
or
nursery.
Infants.
Primary school.
So what would that be like? 7 or 8 or something?
No, it's 5 to 7. 5 to 11.
5 to 7.
Yeah, I did that.
No, primary school.
Right, yeah. Like, that's primary school's like
5 to 11.
No, because that's junior school.
Junior school's
like
7 to 11.
Yeah.
Oh, we just called the whole thing primary. 5 to 11. And then you went on to secondary.
But my school had stairs, bro. So
that's
something personal that I should.
Reese and I were talking on the way here about how a building appeared more important as a kid if it had stairs in it.
Yeah.
So when I moved into when my family we used to live in a flat in Stony Newton, and when we moved to a house in Shoreditch because it had stairs, I just thought as like our social group we'd gone up a notch in the sort of social classes
because it had stairs.
Because it had stairs.
Mum was telling me about times you used to long about having stairs.
That's legit though.
Yeah.
Two floors,
it is, but you could live in a well nice flat or a well shit house.
Well,
and I know that now, but as a kid, I just thought, you know, yeah. All houses were nice, all flats were for poor people. Yeah.
I do.
So you like count the stairs and then go around to your mates' houses and count how many stairs.
And judge them badly.
Another fact for you, most sets of stairs have 14 steps.
Most what?
Sets of stairs in a house have 14 steps. Yeah, on average. I swear down.
Why?
On average, I
don't know. I don't know why that is. But
it must be something to do with the height of the
ceiling.
Might be,
it's like 12 or 14 steps, yeah, something like that.
Right.
Because steps are, on average, bearing in mind, the same size.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So.
And No, but then you've got like houses with really. Let's not talk about the architecture of London townhouses in relation to stairs.
But kissing in that school.
Yes,
they
because
banned
that's
kiss
the bigger picture. Because of you. Yeah. You sport it for everyone.
Yeah. And in the secondary school.
Natalie went and got a collarbone broken in kiss chase, and now we're not allowed to play anymore.
Yeah, but also, no one noticed. I kept saying I got a collarbone, but I didn't say a collarbone broken. I said I was in pain.
I hate thinking about broken bones. Oh my God, was it sticking out?
They just thought I was pulling a fast one because I didn't want to play Mrs. Omo in the school play for the Christmas one. Aladdin. So I had to go to school with a broken collarbone.
Jesus.
For a day.
Wait. Oh really? What, yeah. Your parents?
That's
didn't
like, isn't that,
no,
one
no
the most
one
painful?
Me.
Isn't that one of the most painful
yeah.
bones to break?
Yeah, it was really sore.
And were you like in loads hurts. Of pain?
Yeah.
And your parents were like, "Ah, oh, she's cool."
They thought I was faking it. Yeah. So well, yeah, but I think I was just. It didn't look very well. And it,
if I
still
broke my collarbone now, I'd be like, crying.
When it's cold, I can feel it in my bone.
Oh,
outside,
God,
it aches.
Yeah. I get really squeamish.
Have you ever broken a bone?
I think I've broken a finger, but I think I just left it for so long.
Toe. Everyone's broken a
yeah,
toe.
Yeah, you break so many a like, year. Yeah.
Have you ever done... I've chopped my finger off. I've
oh,
done
I
that
chopped
as well.
The tip of my thumb
yeah,
off as well.
I've chopped
well.
This finger off.
I've been circumcised.
Oh, okay. You got that chopped off.
Mm-hmm. I haven't.
Well, the thing is, I was a baby.
Oh, okay.
So, weighing up the options, get your ear pierced or get a bit of your dick snipped off.
Yeah, get
but,
your
would
ear
you, but would you have
but
kept
ear
that
piercing
bit?
Doesn't seem. I would circumcise my baby son.
Yeah,
I not think, my baby daughter.
I think I would. Way, no. I think I would, even though
he'd
I haven't
thank me for it because I thank my parents for circumcising me early.
Okay.
Early or just in general?
Early.
Because
now I don't have
bones
to go through it now.
Have I only broken any bones?
Yeah.
My nose, like twice.
How many have you broke?
I don't know if you broke it, but I broke a toe. But I've done more weird things, like I had to go to the hospital when I had a splinter in my eye. That was horrible.
Oh.
It's not really broken, but what did I do? Oh, yeah, I think I broke my eyebrow.
Eyebrow bone.
Oh, yeah.
You've had the worst life.
Well, that was at school as well, because I was running, but not Kiss Chase this time. Because I was running around the school and that.
Was it this time a bleep test?
No, I was chasing a fox. I don't know why I thought it would be. And so I ran into a pole.
You're bare odd, you know.
Mad odd, because foxes only come out at night as well. So why are you chasing a fox,
bro? Foxes quite in the day.
Actually, they're getting mad brave nowadays. Everywhere. It's true. Foxes are usually nocturnal, though. Let's admit. Like, especially city foxes.
No, but no, not really. In that school.
There was just one in your school.
Yeah, so I ran. But I was looking behind me, and I ran into a metal pole.
You sure it was a fox, or was it just a redhead kid?
No. So. Well, it could have been. They're rare, though, aren't they? The fox, the red fox.
I thought you meant redhead kids.
No. Red foxes are rare in London, I think.
Yeah, but I knocked myself out. So.
I knocked myself out.
And I got like a big egg on my eyebrow. How did you do that?
In a very similar way, I was playing around in my, before we got stairs, I was in the old family flat, and my parents' bedroom was directly opposite the bedroom I shared with my sister as a kid, and I ran. Thought I was doing 100 mile an hour. You know when you were a kid, you used to put your jacket on by the hood, but not put your hands in the sleeves and like swish it around because you went faster, obviously. Yeah. It's like go faster stripes, but it's a go faster anorak. So I'm booing, swishing my jacket as hard as I can because that indicates, like I said, velocity. And I literally just ran into a wall. Couldn't stop, was going so fast, I just ran into a wall. Woke up in, I don't know, a hospital or something.
First time I ever broke my nose, I ran into a door frame.
Everything's great about that sentence. The first time I broke my nose. Like there's a history. How many times have you broke it?
God, too many to count.
Oh.
Too many to count. But yeah, the first time, I had just come back from karate. And I'd put, I was about five or six, something like that. And I'd put my belts on the floor. And I got it, because I'd rolled my belt up. So I rolled it out and it just rolled along the floor. Head down, didn't even look where it rolled. Was running straight down, looked up, it had rolled into the door frame. As I looked up, face straight first into the door frame. Ended up wearing my nose on the other side of my head.
No. Nightmare.
Should we do?
Let's play a song. Let's play a song.
Yeah? Okay,
been talking for a while.
Yeah, more legal queries straight after this. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
I know what the ladies. Help me, come on, come on, somebody help me now.
Johnny Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. We've got like 11 minutes left. Actually, wait, one sec. Yeah, I got 10 minutes left, so we're going to get into one more legal query, right, and then who knows? It's all so exciting.
Take us on an adventure, Harley.
Yeah, clear that throat.
Sorry.
What's it full of?
The chicken one.
Okay. Hi, lads. My local takeaway had the best chicken ever for the last 12 months. I went to the chicken place like I always do on a Wednesday afternoon. I had a nice walk from my house to the place, whistled at some peng ladies. Good day.
What a dick. Can we just stop you there? I don't want to represent him already.
Could be a woman.
No.
Yeah,
okay. His name's Lee.
Could be
a woman called Lee.
Could be.
Okay. My English teacher, Miss Barkley, was called Lee. Yeah.
I got to the takeaway place and my boys had no chicken left. They were out of chicken. I understand this happens, but not to my favourite takeaway. Should I change my favourite takeaway or give the boys a change?
Or sue them for no chicken. That would be legal query, isn't it? I'm just thinking of a legal because they haven't put one, they've just asked a question.
Yeah, but you can't just make it up now.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
First of all, he's just admitted to a crime in there because whistling at women is now classed as harassment.
Yeah, okay. But and so is assuming that someone is a man. Remember, and none of that.
No, it's not. That's
none
not
of it puts
illegal.
It beyond a reasonable doubt that this is a woman.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
But it's still illegal. It doesn't make it legal to whisper. whisper to who you want. It's not. It's still illegal to whistle at someone in the street. Wolf whistle someone.
Is it illegal?
Yeah, they've made it into a law now. It's
oh,
illegal.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Didn't you pass that one?
No,
I don't remember. Because the thing is that there's too much of a grey area.
Oh, I must have passed that law then.
There's too much of a grey area. Say if your favourite tune is by Joel Santana.
Yeah.
And you're whistling it as a woman happens to walk by you.
Why is it called a wolf whistle, Reese?
Because that's how wolves whistle, isn't it?
What?
Do you not know any wolves?
No, I don't know any wolves.
Exactly, that makes sense. You wouldn't know that wolves whistle.
Have you ever petted a wolf or anything? They literally go...
They shut up. No, they don't.
Do you know if you walk through the forest and a wolf sees you?
When am I going to walk through?
That human is a bit of a painting. That's what they do to you.
It's
a wolf's mating call.
It's the wolf's mating call. If a wolf sees a she-wolf, then you hear...
Yeah. Hmm. I think, actually, maybe Beowulf invented it. I think that's where it came from.
Beowulf?
Yeah, because he had Beow in it. He needed another way to attract.
Beowulf. Bear wolf.
No, but it was originally Beowulf. He changed it slightly so that people wouldn't associate it with body odour.
Oh, yeah.
Beowulf used to stink, innit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and he didn't want it. Who's Beowulf?
He's the Beowulf.
Beowulf?
Isn't he part of some sort of... Yeah.
Jared Butler.
Yeah,
no, he's thingy, isn't it? Ain't it Ray Winston? Yeah, maybe. No, I swear Ray Winston's Beowulf.
He's in that movie, but
I swear he's Beowulf. If I find that Ray Winston is actually Beowulf, I beg you Google it, please.
Ray Winston is in that movie.
But is he not Beowulf himself?
I don't know.
Is it Anthony Hopkins?
What?
Isn't he?
It's Hannibal Lecter.
I get them confused.
Same person.
I swear. It was a 2007 film.
Yeah. Who plays him?
So,
that's not Gerard Butler.
Whoever it is.
I swear it's Ray Winston.
It's Anthony Hopkins.
No, he's not. He's in it.
Yeah, but who does he play? Who plays Beowulf?
Apparently, he's not in the film. There's no one listed.
Who does Ray Winston play? Am I going mad?
John Malkovich is in it.
That's
stupid.
Apart from someone to play Beowulf.
Wait, stop it.
No, there we go. Ray Winston, you're right. Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
He probably heard Beowulf. That's why he was in it.
Oh yeah, but he's like mad trim in it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, they make him look mad.
It's a computer.
Trim.
It's not really him.
Yeah, I know.
It's just crazy how he plays Bill.
Yeah, it's like
it's a cartoon,
animated.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Mad ting, sad ting.
Anyway, back to wolf whistling.
Yeah, back to wolf whistling, which is
illegal,
and named after the very animals that do it as a mating call. We've just convinced Natalie of that. Natalie, I can't believe you didn't know that.
I mean, that's obviously not true, is it?
Watch Planet Earth tonight. Watch.
Well, Dave Attenborough was going around whistling wolves.
No, but you'd want to know that about
going around whistling wolves. What do you mean?
Wolves are whistling. So he goes. I swear. How does he? He takes his.
in the forests of... No, that's not it.
It is here in the forests of Russia.
Yeah, there we go.
These wolves emit their mating cry to the she-wolves.
Yeah, I saw you.
I'm not having it.
Why are you not having it?
Hey, babes!
Look, search it, you'll find it.
Wolf.
I think that's the wolves in North America that say that.
First of all, animals can't whistle, so that's not true.
What?
What about cat calling?
Exactly. Where do you think that comes from?
That's not whistling, it's calling.
No, that's cat calling. Cat calling comes from... Because cats...
call birds. Do you know what a cat... When a cat sees a bird, it imitates a bird and makes like a chirping noise.
No. When they call them on their mobiles.
No, it's
I don't even know if that's true. I was just saying I'm going to put two and two together and assume that's...
No, the cat calling thing is from when cats use... like mobile phones to communicate with each other.
Bro, okay. Don't chat. Cats ain't even got thumbs. You know they've got iPads.
Garfield cats.
Well, what are you saying to Lee to help?
I can't even remember.
Chicken.
Boss man probably heard him wolf whistling gal down the street. Yeah, and
hit the chicken. He
ain't getting no chicken.
It's
bro.
True. You don't deserve it after making sexist passes at women.
No, don't do that.
Don't wolf whistle don't and then you'll whistle. Find that the chicken is in abundance.
Yeah, it's very true. Maybe they took the chicken away from you because they didn't like you wolf whistling at Peng ladies.
Exactly.
So
maybe the only thing this Peng is the munch.
Maybe those Peng ladies bought all your chicken because you wolf whistled them and they didn't want you to have any.
Do you know what it is?
What?
They removed all the breast and thigh because they know you're a sexist bastard and you whistle when you walk into the chicken shop and sit.
Or maybe
all the leg, breast and thigh was just taken out.
Or maybe someone had been in there to review the chicken and it sold out.
Yes.
Maybe.
Perhaps it was a chicken shop connoisseur who is like my new favourite person in the world right now.
Yes.
I don't know. Have you heard of this guy, Harley?
I have.
Have you? He's incredible, right?
Yeah, he's really funny.
I actually think he's an incredible person. I think the presence of mind to... be so relatable to be able to talk about something that we all know and love, i.e. chicken shops,
yeah.
is absolutely great. He's someone on my wish list to get as a guest on the show in 2017.
On
yeah.
We've got to go. Hannah's up next, but quickly, let's announce the
very,
poll.
Very quickly. So if you were listening from the beginning of the show, and if you weren't, you can download the show off iTunes as a free podcast, or you can listen on fubarradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did miss it, we came up with some potential model names for Reese. His real name's Reese Sanders, but we were looking for a pseudonym. Harley came up with Badham Up Johnson. Yeah, sorry, we put out a poll on Twitter and we gave you the opportunity to choose Reese's name. I can confirm that Harley's name of Badham Up Johnson came in at 17%. Colonel Sanders, Natalie's, also came in at 17%, so neck and neck there.
That's good.
Mine, Creamy Malone, came in at 28%, but Reese is the winner of giving himself his new name with Renzel Nottingham.
I also just want to say, on the theme of Jacob not using the right theme tune, stuff like that, that colonel is the same colonel as a bit of corn.
Yeah. It's the wrong colonel, Colonel Sanders, the chicken guy.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It was the popcorn kernel.
That's why I only got 17%. It was the wrong spelling of
exactly.
Kernel.
Exactly. So. And also it's Colonel Sanders is the name of the guy.
Yeah, no one recognised that Colonel Sanders.
Anyway, so.
We'll see you next week.
Peace.
For the last show of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Matting. Pain and Sylvester Incorporated, we're signing that. See you next week.
Humble Haps on the beat.
Kick down anything, everything there. Anything, everything dead. Kick down anything, everything dead. You will get a lyrical toe pump to the head. Kick down anything, everything dead. Kick down anything, everything dead. Kick down anything, everything dead. You will get a lyrical toe pump to the head.
Kick down anything, everything's dead. The new freestyle, did you drop? That's dead. The new tune on the SoundCloud, and you think that we like your style, but we don't. That's dead. Straight, I just tell them dead. I saw you with your girlfriend, she's dead. Summertime chilling in the park with a man, and the girl came true with her friends, they're dead. Kick down, everything's dead. Violate anything, everything's red. Shelter on a 4-5, you get the lead. Bang in the face, or you might get the sledge, you're dead. Everything about your life is dead. You just being alive is dead. Playing the tune right now, and you're skanky to the whole vibe that I'm on, don't break.
Kick down anything, everything dead. Kick down anything, everything dead. Kick down anything, everything dead. You will get a lyrical toe pump to the head. Kick down anything, everything dead. Kick down anything, everything dead. Kick down anything, everything dead. You will get a lyrical toe pump to the head.